what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and I have a very special guest with me on the line right now, 11-year-old Lucy Blaylock, and she has Lucy's Love Blankets. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Lucy.
Thank you.
So you are 11 years old, about to start the sixth grade. Tell me about this blanket effort and why you started it.
Well, I started it in second grade. I started it because I wanted other kids to feel like they could be loved.
That is awesome. So you saw maybe some children that weren't loved as much or weren't getting as much attention as you thought they should?
Yes.
Where do the blankets come from, Lucy?
We sew them. They're handmade. So we'll just go to Joann's and buy some fabric, flannel, and we'll pick out the design based on the child that we're making it for. So when someone nominates them, we'll ask them like their favorite colors or their favorite animals. So we kind of know what fabrics to pick out for them. So we'll go to Joann's, we'll buy fabric, and then we'll make them a little blanket.
That is so very sweet. How do you find out about these children?
People will nominate. They can reach us on Instagram or Facebook or Gmail, and they'll just tell us about their kid, their address, so we can send it to them. They'll tell us a few things about them, and yeah.
I like it. I love it, as a matter of fact. There's a message that was posted, I guess it was a couple of days ago now, 3 days, and it says, "Never believe that a few caring people can't change the world, for indeed, that's all who ever have." What do you feel like the impact is of this blanket effort, Lucy, what you're doing for children? Do you get a positive response about it?
I do.
What are some of the things that people have said to you about the blankets?
A lot of people are just usually really grateful. They're usually very grateful. And there was a video of a girl that we gave the blanket to the other day. It's on our Instagram, and it's a little cookie and milk blanket. And just seeing those videos and pictures that people send back really helps me just make me want to keep doing it. It's just a relief knowing that what I'm doing is helping other people.
Absolutely. Now, Lucy, like any other 11-year-old, you have hobbies, you have some favorite things to do. What do you enjoy?
Well, I love playing piano, and I play soccer, and I love arts and crafts, and just, I love being creative and having something to do.
And one of those things at the top of the list is sewing. How did you learn how to sew?
Well, actually, my mom taught me when I was 8 years old.
Incredible. That's great. Where did your mom learn how to sew?
She learned from her mom.
So it's just being passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah. We're simple straight line sewers.
Let's take a quick break and let's talk about the new school year coming up and how you're able to handle the amount of blankets that you're doing. And of course, you mentioned about the different types of fabrics that you try to make blankets that you know the children like a particular animal or some other pattern, and you try to do that for them just to make it extra special. Will you stick with me?
Yes.
All right, folks, we're talking to Lucy Blaylock. She's 11 years old. She started sewing when she was in the second grade, learned from her mom, who learned from her mom. So it's a passed down tradition of sewing. Lucy makes these blankets for children. It just shows that they're loved and that she cares. And I really like the idea of this blanket effort. And I want you to follow the effort. Make sure that you go over to Instagram and you can follow this. And it is called Lucy's Love Blankets, L-U-C-Y-S, Love Blankets. And you can follow Lucy on Instagram and see what's happening with all of these children who are receiving blankets. When we come back, we're going to talk some more to Lucy, and I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's Bowtime. I'm Dale Earnhardt Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's Bow Time.
Hi. I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. There's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants Dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Of course, I am your host, Mark White, and right now on the line I have 11-year-old Lucy Blaylock. Where are you from, Lucy?
I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
I understand that you can be shy. Are you shy right now, Lucy, during this interview, or are you okay?
A little bit.
Well, I try my best to make guests comfortable. I don't want you to be uncomfortable. Just know that I'm trying to open the door to let people be aware of this blanket effort, because I know that you're very passionate about that. And I want people to nominate, as you said, children for these blankets. And I know that you want that too. You want more children, I'm sure, to receive these blankets, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
How does it make you feel, Lucy, when you know that a child has received this blanket, they're using it, you know that it's something that you put your time and energy into to make?
It makes me feel really happy. It also makes me feel really, really grateful, because when I'm listening to all these stories, life challenges that these kids have been through, it makes me really grateful because I haven't had as hard as challenges as they have, and it just really... humbling.
I would say that you have a unique perspective as an 11-year-old, because just like me, I don't have to go through a particular event or have a particular challenge happen to me for me to understand when people are hurting, when they are in pain, and when they need extra love. Those are things that we can find within ourselves without having to go through it. But it's almost like that saying, walk a mile in somebody's shoes.
Yeah.
And so it means just putting ourselves in the place of that person and think, what would I want somebody to do for me if I were in a position that I was really struggling or having something in my life that was difficult?
Yeah.
Lucy, do you have any friends that are your age that have seen what you're doing and asked to help and be a part of it?
I started making blankets before I decided to do the Lucy's Love blankets. I was just making them for my friends for birthdays and stuff. Birthdays and holidays. At that point, a few of my friends had known about it, and every now and then, if they come over to my house for a sleepover or anything like that, they'll want to sew or hand stitch some of the hearts, and it's just really sweet and fun to do with them.
Kindness is contagious, so when you show kindness to someone and then other people see what you're doing, they want to be a part of the effort. Have you had people reach out and say, Lucy, I love what you're doing and I want to help out however I can to help raise funds or participate in your blanket effort?
Yes. Sometimes when we're doing an interview, when they put it out, people will see it and they'll reach out to us on Instagram or Facebook, and they'll just be, it's so awesome what you're doing. Is there any way we can donate? Or
yeah. Oh, that's great. You're a cutie pie on the outside and you're a cutie pie on the inside. And I appreciate the fact that you're so passionate about kindness and that you want to help these children with this blanket effort. I think that's really special. And it says a lot about you as a person, Lucy, as an 11-year-old person who can be an example of positivity to other people.
Thank you.
Well, I hope that this effort continues to grow. And I hope that the Mark White Show is helping today as we bring awareness. If somebody wants to be a part of this effort, we mentioned the Instagram page. But if they want to donate and support this effort, how do they do that, Lucy?
We have a Venmo and PayPal account that's on social media. So if they want to donate, they can just go on there and click on that, and you can donate.
And what's really great is I just happen to have the Venmo and PayPal right in front of me. So I'm going to tell people to go to Venmo.com/Veronica-Blaylock, B-L-A-Y-L-O-C-K. That's the Venmo. And PayPal is paypal.me/Veronica Blaylock, all in one word, Veronica Blaylock. Again, B-L-A-Y-L-O-C-K. You can follow Lucy's effort on Lucy's Love Blankets on Instagram. Where else can they find it? Is it just Instagram, or do you have a Facebook as well?
I also have a Facebook.
As we close this out, Lucy, I want you as an 11-year-old to share a message of encouragement and inspiration to others. So if you had an opportunity, as you do now, to share with listeners what you would like to see people do in this world to make a difference in the lives of others, what would that message be?
Just that kindness matters. If you want to do something, just come up with a plan and do it. Service and kindness always matters.
Veronica, what a special yes. young lady you have.
Thank you.
This is incredible. We're talking to an 11-year-old, and her level of maturity is a 40-year-old, but she started this when she was in second grade. I know that you're very proud of Lucy and what she's doing.
I'm very proud of her.
Did you ever imagine that this would be Lucy's path?
She came with a very sweet, kind little soul. So it's not surprising. It's been surprising at how it has happened. You know, she started out with just the desire to come up with a cute little handmade gift for her friends. And we were talking the other day, you know, these blankets have been shipped to 15 countries around the world. And, you know, when we talk about it, it's like, oh yeah, 15 countries around the world. But when we were sitting there thinking about it the other day, that's crazy, you know? And so it's like she said, it's been humbling to be a part of it with her. Her heart is just pure good, and it's in the right place, and her desires to do it are just simply, you know, to want to, like she said, kindness always matters. So she's doing it because she believes in that so strongly. And so that's, you know, it's just been a neat process to go through with her.
Well, Veronica, when you taught her how to sew, when you were teaching her in the early stages, was it for her to do something like this or just to teach her another skill?
We talked about learning to sew a couple times, and her friend had a birthday coming up, and so that seemed like a fun opportunity to have that be our first project that we learned on, or that she learned on. And so it was kind of both. You know, I've wanted her to learn the basics of it, and this kind of just threw her right into it.
Well, that's perfect. And you know, it just tells us, Veronica, that we never know what door will open when we learn a skill or we pick up some knack that we can use to help other people, and we don't know what doors can open from that.
It's so true. You know, I'm a firm believer, and I think Lucy would agree that, you know, there's always something we can do that's good with a talent, with a skill. If we just stop and think for a second, you know, there's always something we can do to spread goodness with it.
Lucy, are you still close by?
I am.
Again, I want to thank you so much for what you're doing as an 11-year-old, just as a person. This is really a great effort, and I'm so glad that I was able to talk to you and your mom today for you to share about Lucy's blanket effort.
Thank you. We love talking to you.
You just let me know whatever the Mark White Show can do to help. I'm not that far away. There may be some things that we can do together, but I'm more than happy to help Lucy's Love Blankets effort.
We would love that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lucy and Veronica, for joining me today here on the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
All right, folks. That was Lucy and Veronica Blaylock from Nashville, Tennessee, outside of Nashville, Tennessee. And we were talking about Lucy's Love Blankets. I want you to go to Instagram. I want you to go to Facebook. I want you to follow this effort that Lucy is doing. She's 11 years old. Again, I want you to donate to the effort through Venmo, and that's venmo.com/Veronica-Blaylock, B-L-A-Y-L-O-C-K, and on PayPal at paypal.me/Veronica Blaylock, all one word. So support this effort, and as always, I want to continue to find difference makers in our communities, and I want to share their stories to encourage and inspire you to make a difference. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Talking about a hero, hero. A special kind of hero, hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero, special kind of hero.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
See tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.